Hi everyone, and welcome. Very big disclaimer and trigger warning here. This deals with suicide, so if this is going to trigger you because you've been very low, or you've attempted and you're recovering, or you know someone who's passed on and you're not ready, I would suggest maybe not listening to this until you're feeling a little bit more stable and grounded, okay? Or you have someone with you to help you. So this is a poem that I just wrote. The inspiration for the poem came from the fact that someone I lived with a couple of years back, they took their own life. And it's only been a couple of weeks and I've been processing it. Now this person was very generous, and very conflicted and bipolar, as it turns out. We didn't know at the time. And I lived with them for nearly 2 years. And they did abuse me, and I did have a restraining order, an AVO, out on them. So I had done all my work spiritually and emotionally, and I knew that I had moved on and I was okay. But because I'm very spiritual and I have guides around a lot, they have been lingering. Sometimes I get angry with them. Sometimes I'm frustrated. Sometimes I am sad. Sometimes I'm really happy to have them around. I'm going through a lot of emotions. It's a really weird way of processing it. I did catch up with one of their friends, an ex-partner as well, theirs, and saw the dog that we had in the flat, and that was nice. And she is open to this, to the spiritual stuff. But anyway, I wrote a poem, and based on my personal experience with trying to take my own life, when I was 17 and 22, or 21, somewhere around about there, I offer a lot of compassion to those who have done it, and I'd like to speak on their behalf. And so this is called Sorry. We felt we were not useful anymore as physical beings. We did try. We don't expect you to understand. Many of us left word and warning. We don't blame you for not saving us. We know this is our burden. We know we regret some of our choices, but many of us are coming to realize this was our choice and we are more helpful to you as non-physical beings. We only wish that you would reach out to us more as we watch over you, trying to release the broken, fragmented shards of our human ego that are holding us back from being in peace. The idea was to make it easier for you because we did not know how to make it easier for you in the flesh. No desire to drag you down to our hell. No desire to drag you down to our hell. I'll just repeat that line. This is not selfish and this is not an easy choice. We apologize for the pain we have caused you in life and in our passing on. We gave as much as we could and the world may not understand, and we're sorry and we hope you will forgive us. On a side note, I shared this to my friends only on Facebook, and it does seem to be more common suicide with men, which is very tragic. So please, if you have boys, if you have kids, please encourage them to speak up, because it would be better if they experienced beauty and joy in life. But mental illness and drug addiction, which goes hand in hand, can affect the brain chemistry, can affect the body to the point where they can't think straight. They don't get joy. I know what it's like to not get joy out of things that normally bring you joy and feel like you're wasting everyone's energy. Rest in peace to those who gave a lot and were generous and who we all wish, I'm sure, were still here. Kurt Cobain, Chris Cornell, they were very tortured. Robin Williams, he gave so much. I'd like to think that, I hope there's not examples of heaps of women, but it tends to be more men. So please don't subscribe to the boys will be boys, boys should be tough, be a man, and girls can cry and be sensitive, because that bullshit, in my opinion, and again, this is my opinion, so that's another disclaimer, they push it down and then they end up hurting themselves and others. That's not healthy. We need to be able to talk. And also, if more of us, I was thinking about this, And I'd love for someone to weigh in here. Maybe you're spiritual, but you were raised religious, Christian, Catholic, etc. Maybe you're Christian or Catholic, right? Why do you believe in Jesus, who is a healer? And I feel quite spiritually evolved. And you believe that he could come back, which I don't agree with that, in my opinion. I think that was exaggerated and you need to read your text. That's my opinion. But why believe in him and the afterlife and believe in God, but not believe you can talk to people in the afterlife? I know heaven is supposed to be a place we aspire to go to. I understand that concept. That's beautiful. But some people can't get there. We need to help them. And they might want to help us. Anyway, I hope you take this in a spirit in which is intended and share it and follow. Thank you. Namaste.